Yeah.
No idea what this is. This is our first Two for Tuesday artist. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. This is a requested by 630 area code, and you can request an artist for Two for Tuesday. We'll play a couple songs by your artist here on Two for Tuesday as we come back from breaks. 312-981-7200. Text it in, 312-981-7200. That's Ellie Goulding. And the song is called Outside. Now, you're a couple of youngsters, Esmeralda and Dan. Who the hell is Ellie Goulding?
She's a lady.
Okay, thank
she
you.
She sings.
Ah.
She,
Pop EDM.
Right.
Frequent collaborator with Calvin Harris, DJ right. Calvin Harris.
I'm trying to think what her big hit was, but it really
was
wasn't.
Was it Lights?
Lights?
That burning song.
Oh, yeah.
The burn. That's all. Like, I can't. She doesn't really have anything that sticks out too much.
Ellie Goulding. I think she was on SNL.
She was on the Grammys.
What did she do on the Grammys?
She duetted with some other person that I wasn't
with. Was it? Well, hold on. Was it the two of them like playing acoustic guitars?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say because I like that.
No, they both just sang.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah, she does a lot of like the poppy dance.
That's not my thing. What is it? What did you say? EDM?
Yes. What is it?
What does that mean?
Electronic dance music.
Oh, is that
really? Is that what it's really? That's what it. Okay. Yeah. They don't call it electronica anymore?
No. They've moved on.
Okay.
To literally calling it what it is.
Electronic dance music.
They're too lazy to just.
Yeah.
At least electronica is like, ooh, electronica.
Well, yeah, that was when I was back watching Prodigy 15 times.
Right. I used to, yeah, that's how I knew it.
Prodigy, man. Please. I'm the Firestarter! Twisted Firestarter! That guy's fantastic. I love Prodigy. I'm telling you. Went with my ex-wife. She was like, what are we doing here? And I'm like, shut up. We're going to be jumping around.
Really? You said to shut up?
No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be jumping around with a bunch of lunatics, and it's going to look like the last 5 minutes of Strange Days.
Did you cut your hair like him?
No, I didn't. I did not.
You didn't
you remember the song Breathe?
Yes.
Okay. That song, first of all, rules. Well, that whole Prodigy, that whole the Fat of the Land album is awesome. That entire album is unbelievable.
Right. I remember they were popular.
They
were very top 40.
Yeah, Firestarter and Breathe actually got airplay.
Yeah.
And it Smack My Bitch Up was very, very popular only because it also courted massive controversy.
Right.
Because you remember the big twist at the end of the video?
Mm-hmm.
It's a chick.
It's like, what?
Wait a minute, huh?
They can't do that.
That's crazy. It's all subjective point of view, you know? Someone puking and getting into fights and smacking people around and drinking and falling over. And then they look in the mirror and it's a girl. Everybody's like, oh!
I hope the video somehow had people go, oh, women and men are equal.
Yeah, it was a very socially important song, Smack My Bitch Up.
We can all puke. We can all fight.
Get into fights. We can all drink too much and end up in jail. That's the message. But those guys, Prodigy, those guys were great. Hey, speaking of subjective point of view, have you guys seen the trailer for this movie, Hardcore Harry?
Yes, I saw it in the theater.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to make it through that movie.
It does look a bit nauseating.
I am not going to make it. Dan, have you seen
Yes.
It's a damn video game.
Is it it's like a choose your own adventure almost.
I don't know what do you mean?
That's what it looks like.
It looks to me like it's a
side.
You could decide. Oh, you mean if like it's a first-person shooter?
Right.
That's exactly what it
feels.
I mean,
that way. Like you can decide.
But you can't.
Well,
you can't.
Of course
you're,
you can't.
You're sitting in the theater going, why did I pay $12 for this?
Well,
what the hell is Tim Roth doing in it? Why is Tim Roth in it?
Oh, well, they canceled his show a while ago. So.
Yeah, but he kicked ass in Hateful Eight. I mean, he was unbelievable in Hateful Eight.
He's got to pay the bills.
I don't care about that.
Will you pay his bills?
Of course not.
Right. Someone's got to pay him.
Let's go.
Yeah, he needs a new Yeah, Tim Roth. Let's help Tim Roth get a kitchen.
He's down on counter space. He needs more counter space. And his wife wants granite. He wants to go hybrid mix. And
Tim Roth needs an island for his kitchen.
She wants the wife wants an outdoor pizza oven. It's
right.
A whole thing.
Well, he could just get that car and deliver Domino's.
Right.
And then he can make money.
Just see, park it in the backyard.
I've already solved Tim Roth's problems. Like Tim Roth has problems. But yeah, no, I mean, especially after Hateful Eight, he was phenomenal in Hateful Eight. It was so great to see him back on the big screen, like, you know, kicking ass. I love Tim Roth. And then I see him in this Hardcore Harry movie. I don't know how anybody can. I mean, I really have a feeling that thing is just going to tank massively. I can't imagine anybody wanting to sit through that.
I know the kids.
Yeah, the gamers.
Are they really going to want to sit through that?
I mean, they sit through 8 hours of it every day
anyway.
Yeah,
but they're in control of it.
Yeah, but still.
Do you, like, if someone is playing, if you're not playing a video game and you're in a room with someone who's playing a first-person shooter video game, can you watch it for 90 minutes?
That's big business now. I mean, there are literally YouTube channels where people pay to watch the best gamers in the world play.
Is that right?
Yes.
People love to watch.
Now, I know that there are oh, boy. Friday morning, straight out of context, everybody. Now, I know that there are guys who are smartasses and do commentary. I know that there are full YouTube channels, right, of guys who are, like, doing commentary on players. I've seen that, and some of these guys have actually made a name for themselves.
Which I thought it was always just someone playing, and they were...
No, I think there's actually people who do commentary on people playing.
Oh, well, see, even that, I can't. If I'm not playing, I don't want to watch.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I absolutely agree. But, like, I just don't understand. I guess there is a market for it. I don't know.
Yeah,
it is fascinating, kind of in a weird way.
To watch somebody play
a video game.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can understand that. But is that going to translate to a 90-minute movie that you have no control over and you're just watching the... You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a niche audience, that's for sure. But I think Esmeralda's got a point. I mean, I think there will be gamers who will be like, oh, I don't have a problem with it.
Right. Yeah. And it's so... I mean, just watching the trailer, it was very, you know, shoot them up, guns blowing things up. And
I don't know, man. It's... And I like, you know, stuff blowing up, people getting killed.
I call those, what's his name? The guy from The Transporter.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. I call it Jason Statham drives fast cars, shoots things.
That's pretty much it right there. By the way, did you see the what's her name? Grande. Ariana Grande. Is that her name? Right?
Ariana Grande. Yes.
The episode of SNL?
I didn't see I just saw the one where she sings and then.
Okay.
Pretending to be Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, so you saw the Family Feud one?
Yes.
Okay, so you saw Jay Farrow doing Idris Elba, doing Stringer Bell?
Right.
And do you remember what Kenan Thompson, by the way, I love Kenan Thompson. I know, and for some reason, there's a lot of anti-Kenan Thompson people out there, and I just don't understand that. I think Kenan Thompson is hilarious. And here's the shocking thing. Unbelievably, he's been on that show for 13 years now. He is now the second longest, he has the second longest seniority of anybody on SNL. After Daryl Hammond, then it's Kenan Thompson. He's been on the show for 13 years, and he's funny. I don't care what anybody says. Anyway, he does Steve Harvey, and his Steve Harvey is fantastic. His Steve Harvey, you like this suit? It's got more buttons on the inside than the outside. He does that kind of...
I like when he says player.
Player, yeah. Nobody understands what you're saying, player. No, but the best was Jay Farrow was doing Idris Elba, you know? And he goes, okay, now let's get an answer from you, Black Jason Statham. I almost fell off the couch laughing at that. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a few things. We're going to get into would Esmeralda buy that a little bit later in the show. But, you know, I understand Steve Dale. We ran into Steve Dale in the parking lot. He was letting the air out of everybody else's tires, but we saw him in the parking lot, and we said, hey, how's it going? And I understand he was on with Patty this morning. And so there was some pet talk, but I have a couple of pet stories here. The first one is this, and I don't know if it was mentioned while he was visiting with Patty, but the headline reads, Chicagoans could face $500 fine for not picking up dog poo.
Yes, they talked about that.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. $500. Now, here's the thing. You're too young to remember, you know, I'm 50. 50 years old, as Molly Shannon would say. Let me explain something to you. In the 70s, dog crap was everywhere. It was everywhere. Nobody cleaned up for their dog. In the 70s and 80s, nobody cleaned up after their dog. And You know, you don't see. You remember, like in sitcoms and stuff in the 70s and 80s, you could actually, and in movies, you could actually do, oh no, I stepped in dog poo jokes?
Yes.
Remember that? That was a thing that was like an actual joke that was common that you could understand and relate to because, you know, oh, I stepped in dog poo. And then you got to scrape your foot and scrape your shoe off. Okay. That was a real thing. That's a real thing.
That still happens.
No, not with the regularity. I'm telling you, Esmeralda.
Right. Yeah, not on a regular basis.
When I was growing up, it was like an obstacle course walking down the street. I am not exaggerating. There was dog crap everywhere. Everywhere. We're like, oop, they got to watch out for that.
You know what it is now? Geese.
Well, and yeah, geese. Yeah.
They're just everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You know what the worst was? We went to a few years ago, my ex-wife and I went to go see The Right Stuff, the movie. And it was playing at Grant Park outdoors. And it was like a special screening of it outdoor. I don't know. I can't remember who sponsored it. But I think maybe it was the Museum of Science and Industry, I believe, sponsored this screening. And nobody went. It was unbelievable. It was just such a great movie, The Right Stuff. So we go, and we had to look around for some place to put our blanket that was not covered in goose poo. It was everywhere in Grand Park.
I believe it.
It was everywhere.
Yeah, and they're jerks.
They are, and they were flying around. We're trying to watch this movie about the space race, and the geese are flying around dropping bombs on us.
I can't stand geese because anytime I see geese,
yeah,
they're always looking at me with that, like, what are you doing here?
Oh, really?
What are you going to, what do you want?
Wait a minute, hold on. So you're paranoid around geese?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
They always give me side eye.
They give you side eye? Well, that's because their eyes are on the side of their heads.
But you see them and they'll be eating. You can just see them chewing and like staring at you like, yeah, no, keep going.
So you have an issue with geese.
Yeah, because they're jerks. You're walking by and they're just like looking at you like, get out of here. And it's like, I'm just walking.
Dan, do you have any issues with geese?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Jerks.
I know that they crap all over the place.
And they're jerks.
But $500, that's crazy. I mean, was $500 for not picking up dog poo? Well first of all,
no, that's good.
You've outlawed plastic bags at grocery stores. What the hell are you going to pick up the poo with?
You can buy them. You
I
have
don't
to
buy them.
I know. Or you know what you do is you just get the ones for the produce.
Oh, yeah, the ones from Pro. You steal a whole roll?
I mean, from the just take a whole thing.
Yeah.
You just yank
well,
on
that's
it
what those things were used for. The plastic bags, that was your little glove to pick up your dog poo.
Right. You can buy them now, though.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty and stuff.
Who cares? Why would it be pretty? You're picking up dog crap. Who cares what it looks like?
So when, you know, you're not picking up dog crap,
all right,
they look fashionable.
Good. Yeah. You have a very lovely dog crap picker-upper.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me do the actual job that needs to happen.
So $500 fine. That's a great way for Rom to get some more money into the city.
I think it's good, but I don't think anyone's going to.
Nobody's going to
know. You know what? It's going to be like the cell phones. People on their cell phones when they drive.
Oh.
I see a million people still doing that.
Okay.
No one is frightened.
No.
Into
everybody's
not
on,
using
yeah.
their phones
yeah.
while driving.
It's a lot less dangerous to not pick up dog crap than it is to be on the cell phone while
oh,
you're driving.
Oh, of course.
So, unless you're near a goose, and then he's going to kill you, according to Esmeralda.
They're jerks.
Okay, because they're jerks. Well, all right, we have some theories about pets' weird behavior. Weird behaviors of pets. We'll talk about that. But I'm telling you, if you lived through the 70s like I did, it was a world of dog crap everywhere you went. Dog crap was everywhere. Everywhere. So... It's a completely different world than it was then. Let me tell you something. If you got fined $500 for not picking up dog crap, that's about $8 million a day that you could generate in the 70s in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's the second request from the 630 area code requesting Ellie Goulding. Two for Tuesday, yeah, two for Tuesday. That song is called Figure Eight. Yeah. Okay. Two for Tuesday, get your requests in. Pick an artist, play two songs by them for Two for Tuesday. All right. There are some theories as to why pets have weird behavior. And I think we can agree, at least I know that Esmeralda and I agree, that the weirdest pet that you can own is a cat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I love cats.
Yeah, they're just weirdos.
But they're weird.
Yeah, they're weirdos.
Yeah. So here's what it says. Pets do the weirdest thing. Some dogs insist on circling three times before lying down. Some cats won't let you in the door without meowing your ear off and winding their bodies around your legs. But why? Here are a few theories for the more offbeat behaviors that our pets exhibit. Why do cats purr? Esmeralda, do you know why cats purr?
To say that they're comfortable.
To say that they're comfortable.
Yeah, like they're happy where they are.
Cats purr. They want you to stick around. Cats will purr when they're content. And they also purr when they're sick or injured. So the vibrational noises, I know. I mean, make it more confusing. So they're either comfortable or they're sick or injured. What does that mean? That means we don't know why cats purr. That's what this guy is saying who wrote this. It's not just a sign of happiness. It probably means something like, stay here and take care of me. Well, that didn't clear anything up. So either the cat is content and happy, or they're dying, and you have to take care of them.
Yeah, it's either stay here, keep petting me, because this is nice, or stay here, I'm dying and in horrible, horrible pain.
Well, when cats are sick, they normally hide.
They do, yeah.
You know, like, if your cat's, like, in some sort of hiding place for a while, you might want to be concerned.
Right.
You know, cats do hide away, but...
Yeah, they're apparently a proud species and don't like to show that they're in pain.
And they should be proud. Oh, I love cats, man. I really do. So, so the answer to the question, why do cats purr? I don't know, evidently. And this article didn't help me. Didn't help me at all. Man, some cats purr so loud. I've had cats over the years that, you know, you can hear them. You'd have to get kind of close to them. But something, like, you can hear it like 5 miles away.
Yeah, it's a lawnmower.
It is. All right. Why do dogs tilt their heads? What do you think?
Because they're curious?
There are several theories as to why dogs do that adorable head cock while they're looking at their owners, but it might mean that Fido is listening intently. Dogs can read body language and know that you're talking to them. So they're often on alert for specific cues that might, for instance, indicate a treat is on the way. Tilting their heads might just adjust their outer ears slightly for better hearing. Okay. Well, we'll find out more odd behavior. So far, we've not really been enlightened by this article, but we'll continue to see what's going on. All right, it's coming up. We got a break here for the news. Two for Tuesday, man. Biker Don requested some Santana. That's good, Santana. He didn't request that damn Rob Thomas song, did he, for his second?
You have to find out.
Oh, man. I would not expect that Biker Don would request Smooth. Because there's a lot of good Santana to choose from.
What about Maria, Maria? It's the other one.
Yeah. He did a song, though. He did a song, the only one that I, and that album, I mean, it's just that album was actually pretty good. It's just that damn Rob Thomas song drove me absolutely
bad.
Yeah, that
Smooth was not fun.
Oh, man. But he did a song on that album with Dave. Dave, I call him Dave because we're friends. Me and Dave Matthews, we're buddies. But he did a song with Dave, and it was good. But there's so much Santana to choose from, so good choice, Santana. Hey, did you ever see the movie Nice Dreams? Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams?
No. What is it about?
What is it about?
Well, no, because wait, don't
it's,
they?
It's about two guys who smoke a lot of pot.
Yeah, but don't. What's that one where they're twins?
That's the Corsican Brothers.
Okay.
That is a terrible movie.
That's the only one I've seen.
But that's sort of based on a legendary story, the Corsican Brothers.
Yeah, but that's, you know, still
I'm talking about original Cheech and Chong movie.
All right, well.
Well, anyway, Nice Dream.
No.
What's it about? I don't know. Seriously. Dan, did you ever wonder about the complicated plots of the Cheech and Chong fair?
Oh, yeah, you know.
It gets very, very complicated. It's like watching Inception.
There's a lot of layers.
There's a lot of layers in the bong. Dan, did you ever see Knife Street? Did you ever Cheech and Chong movies? Or you guys are too young.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces. But
I mean, that's my era, man. I was in high school when all the Cheech and Chong movies came out, man. And it was like every. And now I'm starting to talk like a man. Yeah, man. When I was in high school, man. Hey, Tommy Chong does a voice in Zootopia. So he's working. But anyway, there's a part in Nice Dreams. Nice Dreams, they play they're fake ice cream salesmen. They drive around in an ice cream truck, and instead of selling ice cream, they sell pot out of their ice cream truck.
You would think they would sell both, make double the money.
Yeah, because after you smoke the pot, you want the ice cream.
Right.
But so they're being, you know, Sergeant Studenko is their nemesis. He's a cop, Sergeant Studenko, played by Stacy Keach in the movies. And it makes no sense. Don't even try to question it. They currently came across a batch of pot that will turn you into a lizard when you smoke it. So there's no reason to question it, the logic of it. At one point, Stacy Keach is climbing a wall with a lizard tail and a lizard face because he smoked so much pot.
Which one's the one where do they make one where they have a truck that's made of?
That's the first one. That's Up in Smoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they smuggle a truck across the border that's made of pot.
Yes.
Yeah. That's Up in Smoke.
Now, are they real lizard people, or are they just acting like
No,
lizards?
They turn into lizards. Like,
all
you turn into a
and...
lizard. Yeah. When you smoke weed, you smoke this specific brand of weed, type of weed, you turn into a lizard, according to the world of Cheech and Chong. But my point is, there's a scene in the movie when they're in this fancy restaurant, and you can also thank Cheech and Chong for discovering Pee Wee Herman, because Paul Rubens is in three Cheech and Chong movies before he ever was known by anybody. He was in The Groundlings at the time, and all those people show up at some point. Edie McClurg is in the early Cheech and Chong movies, and Pee Wee Herman shows up. He plays the hamburger dude in Nice Dreams. You gave all our money to the hamburger dude? And so it was what Cheech says, because Chong gets high, gives him a check to the hamburger dude, and gives him a bunch of money. But at one point in the movie, they're in this fancy restaurant, and this crazy woman comes in with like an entourage, and the hamburger dude comes in, and they're having dinner, and she thinks that Tommy Chong is Jerry Garcia. And she's like, oh, I love you. I love you, Jerry Garcia. And he's like, yeah, man, yeah. You know, and then she comes over like, I see you all the time. I love the Grateful Dead. And is talking to her. And meanwhile, like, Cheech is feeling a little bit, he's feeling a little bit rejected. So he starts going, hey, I'm Santana, man. I'm Santana. So that's immediately what I thought of when we heard the Santana song, was that scene from Nice Dreams, because that's how my brain works. Hey, I'm Santana. You gave all our money to the hamburger dude? Oh, man. Those are very important works of art, the Cheech and Chong movies. Wow. All right. All right, we're asking about weird behavior in the world of pets. Maybe we'll find out about lizards. Why do lizards act weird? Because they used to be human, but they smoked pot, and now they're lizards. I think... That's the thing. Okay. Why do hamsters and other rodents run on wheels? Well, that's a good question. Rodents might just be built to run. When one animal behavior researcher placed an exercise wheel in natural settings absent any food reward for running on it, wild mice still showed up for a turn on it to run. Using an exercise wheel keeps the pet hamsters, mice, and rats fit. And a jaunt on the wheel can help them get out pent-up energy that otherwise might be spent trying to gnaw through their cages. Oh, that's good. See, now that one was informative. You ever have a hamster or a guinea pig or anything like that?
No, we never had that classification of animal.
No, me neither. How about you, Esmeralda?
No, never had. They kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I had friends who had, you know, the whole, like... What do you call those, the tubes? They used to have a name for them, right? Habitrail?
Yes, that sounds familiar.
Habitrail. They used to have them all over their room. I had friends who had it was a damn city of habitrails.
They're too close to mice and rats that I think my mother would freak out. I would have. I mean, I'm fine with hamsters, but
yeah.
They're a little too close. They're little claw things scurrying about.
Mm-hmm. So you hate hamsters and geese?
Yes. No, you know, he's going to kill me because I'm telling this story. V, when he was little, he had a hamster, and his parents, because they couldn't deal with it anymore, they took it to the vet and had it put down.
Oh!
I know.
Well, he was like on summer vacation or something?
No, I think he was still there, and they're just like,
see, if you're going to do that, you can at least tell the kid, you can go, oh, the hamster died.
Who euthanizes a hamster, though?
Well, what do you want him to do with it?
I don't know. Those things die within like a couple weeks.
Well, how long does a hamster live?
I don't know. Not long, from what I've noticed.
Well, you've had people who don't know how to treat their hamsters.
Well, yeah, they're euthanizing them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, your boyfriend's going to be thrilled that you shared that story. Really.
3 years on average.
3 years on it. Wow.
They could not. They couldn't take it.
They couldn't take it for 3 years.
They couldn't take three.
All right. How about this? Why do cats meow all the time?
Because they're bothered by something. Right? I mean, that's usually when they meow and then you go, what do you want?
It's usually feed me. That's usually what it is, right?
Or something's bothering me. Something's just bothering
me. Well, the cats are in charge. Like, hey, jerk, feed me now, change my box, and shut your mouth.
Yeah, it's an issue. That's why they meow.
Cats don't typically meow at each other. Kittens meow to get their mother's attention, but they grow out of that behavior. Rather than an innate feline behavior, meowing is a learned response to living with people. A meow might just be a simple greeting, meaning pay attention to me and play with me. As any cat owner could tell you, it probably also means feed me. Okay.
It always sounds very pained sometimes.
You know, I like the cats. My ex-wife's cat, who was the fattest cat I've ever seen in my life, the largest cat I've ever seen in my life, who is now going to be 19. The cat will be 19 years old.
Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy. His name is Mr. Ruffle. But I called him when I had the cat, because I was married, you know, I was with her for 5 years, and I was married to her for, you know, a year and a half. I was my cat at some point because I was living there. And I would call him, I called him Coconut Head, because he had a head the size of a coconut. So I would call, and now he was just known, he's actually known as Nut now. She doesn't even call him Mr. Ruffle anymore. He's Nut or Nutty. So that cat, and by the way, turned out to be diabetic. We had to shoot him up with insulin twice a day. And she still has to do that. And the cat's 19 years old.
Oh my goodness.
The biggest cat, but he's one of these cats that is very quiet. When he meows, he opens his mouth, but not a lot comes out, and it would always crack me up.
Oh, it's that weird, like,
he would just
staticky.
He would just kind of go.
Those are always cute.
Oh, hilarious! You know,
that noise, that weird like clicky noise.
Yeah, but he would never, like, his meows were like he was. But I always thought because he was so fat, like he had no energy to actually get sound out, because he was just like
his voice box was crushed
exactly,
by his body,
by all the food that was inside his stomach. He couldn't. He had no energy to even meow, because he would just say, it would just open his mouth.
It's the Marlon Brando of cats.
He would, if he made noise, we knew there was trouble. Like something was wrong. Like if he went, and then we'd go, oh man, something's really wrong with him. But like if he just opened his mouth, you know, that was it. We'd be like, oh, all right, Nut.
My cat has started, and I looked it up because I was wondering what it was. She's been huffing. So she'll do this like kind of noise.
Yeah.
And apparently, and I call it, she's broing out.
Broing out?
In my opinion, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
It looks like she's like, yeah, what? Like she's trying to
flex.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But it is like kittens do that to kind of show who's boss. I was like, oh, all right.
Well, you know who's boss. If you own a cat, you know who's
boss. Blowing out on me.
The cat is boss. All right. Well, we got a few more of these, and then we're going to find out, would Esmeralda buy that? That's coming up. And if you want to get into 2 for 2, we have a Know Your Enemy for the Dallas Stars. We know them too well. Oh, God. All right. You got the kind of love. Oh, God.
No, wait. Was that the real request?
Yeah.
Or did Dan
according to Dan, Dan, Biker Don did indeed request
Smooth. Oh, Biker Don.
I am so disappointed in Biker Don. There are 9,000 great Santana songs. Okay. All right, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. All right, I got a couple of quick other ones here, and then we want to get to, would Esmeralda buy that? We'll get to that as well. And also, I just want to let you guys know that we're covering, the newsroom is on top of things that are going on in Brussels right now. And we're getting as many details as they're coming in. They're coming in slow. And we're also going to be talking about that and covering that coming up a little bit later on in the show, too. We'll let you know what's going on. Vic is in the newsroom and working on it and covering all that stuff. And you'll get an update at 4 o'clock. And then when more news comes in and more details come in, the more we know, the more you'll know. So we want to let you know that that's being worked on right now. Okay, here's a question. Why do cats jump at the sight of cucumbers? Now, remember, that was a video. You tried it with your cat, Esmeralda, and the cat didn't care.
Yeah, she didn't care.
You put the cucumber behind the cat, and the cat turned around and just went, that's great.
Yeah.
But a lot of cats freak out when they see the cucumber. They turn around and they jump up. It says, because you surprise them with a strange object. While viral videos of cats jumping at the sight of green garden vegetables may be hilarious, there's nothing inherently scary about a cucumber. The jumping is probably more the result of the cat's surprise at finding a new object invading its territory. Other theories say that your cat may mistake the round vegetable for a snake. Either way, don't stress your kitty out and leave your cucumbers in the fridge. Yeah, I remember people were like suddenly going, oh, man, I'm going to put cucumbers behind my cat and watch him. But I always felt really weird about that. Like, I'd laugh. I'm not gonna lie to you. The cat jumps like 6 feet in the air and runs around because at the sight of a cucumber is funny. But it's freaking the cat out. That's not cool. Not cool. Hey, why do dogs bury things? Any idea why dogs bury things? Well,
some sort of caveman-like instinct.
Dogs' wild ancestors. Dogs. Well, there you go. You're close. Dogs' wild ancestors buried food so that they could return to eat it later without some other animal snatching up their food. In a human household, dogs will bury chew toys, bones, food, and occasionally your shoes. It may be because the dog is bored. He's saving his chew toy to enjoy later or simply to keep his previous valuables, your shoes included, safe.
So they're like squirrels.
Squirrels just stick everything in their face.
Well, yeah, but they hide stuff.
Oh. Okay.
They hide all the nuts that they find.
Yeah. And then finally, why do animals twitch in their sleep?
Oh, it's adorable.
They're just assuming because I would assume that because animals dream.
Right, that's what I would say. Or, you know, people twitch too.
Yeah. For young animals and human babies, sleep twitches may be a way to learn how to use their limbs and muscles. One study found that when newborn rats twitch in their sleep, their brains are firing neurons associated with motor control. It may be an unconscious way for the body to practice moving rather than a byproduct of your pup chasing bunnies in their dreams. So, okay. Some theories there. Interesting.